The buzz of weed whackers fills the air as a small crew clears away brush under a tall aluminum tower that sits on a hill at the north end of the UNC Asheville campus. One of those weeders is UNCA Atmospheric Science Professor Christopher Godfrey.
Yeah, well, we came up here, found that the weeds were about 5 or 6 feet tall, and that makes it a little difficult to install things in the ground.
Things that will go into the ground are sensors to measure soil temperature and moisture, one of the many gadgets attached to the recently completed weather research station.
Well, for the students, it's a great experimental tool. They can put new sensors on there if they want, or they can look at the sensors that are there and compare the temperatures that we're measuring, because we're measuring two different temperatures. We can compare the wind observations.
Barometric pressure, humidity, solar radiation, and the list goes on. But the station is much more than a classroom. It's also the newest addition to the North Carolina Environment and Climate Observing Network, ECONET, based at NC State University, a network of more than 40 towers across the state, 12 in western North Carolina, that record and report real-time weather and climate observations.
You know, we're measuring data every 1 minute at this station.
Sean Heuser manages the ECONET and says the data is used by everyone, from the National Weather Service to the local gardener.
We want anybody to pull this data for whatever need and application they want to use. We've got a multitude of different elevations and climates just in western North Carolina from our stations alone.
The data is displayed on the ECONET website, helping students, residents, and scientists keep a real-time eye on the weather and tabs on the ever-changing climate. I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.